Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. The NAFRA's Joint Powers Board met last week. Vice Chair Glenn Castor said the fire facility continues its transformation. Most visible to passersby are the doors going in for the four bays in the back to hold the trucks that are used less frequently. Castor added,
"The only negative issue here is some uncertainty about some of the concrete that was poured in the front apron. They're testing that now to see if it meets specifications.
They should know by next week if it holds up. There's a lot of concrete in the front. The $4 million rehab and expansion should be complete in the spring in time for their new pumper truck. Previous to the meeting, the Dundas City Council passed three resolutions regarding NAFRA's actions concerning their recent hire of Coordinator Sean Simonson and administrative duties assigned to him, certain disbursements that are paid without board approval, and how meetings are noticed and canceled." Castor commented,
"We discussed it a little bit, but then we asked our attorney, Maren Swanson, to prepare a response to each one, and we'll discuss that in January.
Dundas Administrator John McCarthy commented this morning,
"To avoid misunderstandings in the future, let's make very, very sure that everybody's on the same page. And it doesn't appear that there was much clarity."
The Joint Powers is made up of the City of Northfield, rural townships, and the City of Dundas. Each has representatives on the board. There's been a long-running issue regarding how the Joint Powers Board works. Police officers in Faribault and Northfield have been looking at body cameras for a while. Rice County Attorney John Fossum said they're a good idea, adding, however, that it's important to protect people's privacy. He said more often, police are responding to things that are not criminal in nature.
They respond to medical emergencies. They respond to scenes where a person was found dead in the home. And those videos we'd want to make sure are not getting out into the public.
Cameras are expensive, and so is the storage. The vendor that Faribault police are considering for the cameras would also supply the storage, which would be in the cloud.
And that will make it more affordable from that standpoint. So
Faribault will start with cameras for a couple of officers and then expand as resources become available. The Northfield School District held their Truth in Taxation meeting last week and approved their levy. Superintendent Dr. Matt Hellman said,
"And it is a 4% increase over the prior year. That does include the increase for the recently approved bond referendum."
Finance Director Val Murdestorf updated the board on their budget. Hellman said,
"Our growth has slowed, and so we've actually revised our projections for students just down by 10 students. Now, out of 4,000 students, that's not substantial. But I share that only to help listeners understand the level of detail that we go to with this planning."
They're not down 10 students. That's just a revision from the projection. He and Murdestorf monitored their budget on a monthly basis. And the City of Northfield is seeking applicants to fill a volunteer position on the city's Charter Commission. The vacancy is for a term that expires December 31st, 2021. Any registered voter within the city can apply. Applications will be accepted through January 4th. Complete details are on KYMNradio.net. There are no funeral notices. News from around the state is next.